don't be so hard on yourself. You know, whether it's the small win of putting on real pants or making your bed or making time for a good breakfast, just start small and follow your instincts and give yourself what you need.
Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here, bringing you the fourth day of Turning the Page, a special series from Hurdle, a wellness-focused podcast where I sit down with inspiring individuals to talk about everything from their big wins to how they've gotten through life's toughest moments, aka 2020. On the show, you can expect vulnerability, motivation, and candid discussions with everyone from top athletes to aspiring entrepreneurs on what it really takes to follow your passions. My mission is simple: to inspire you to be your best self, move with intention, and have some fun along the way. Today, I am having a whole lot of fun with the ever lovely Rachel Drury. She is the founder and CEO of Daily Harvest. Now, I know if you are a hurdler, then you have heard about Daily Harvest before, because in 2020, they became a sponsor on the show. But my relationship with Rachel goes long before that partnership ever began. In fact, I interviewed Rachel at the beginning, or toward the beginning, of 2019. Definitely make sure you click on over to the show notes to get in on our first episode together, hear her backstory and the Daily Harvest backstory as well. So much has happened since then. We recap a lot of that in today's episode and how the things that they had planned have had to shift over time, and they've had to learn how to be flexible and be nimble, just like so many other businesses and people and all of us this year. Rachel talks to me in today's episode about what it's been like doing the pandemic over on the West Coast, living with family, navigating everything from Zoom school to overseeing her company during this insane time, and how she's found the time, or tried to anyway, to take care of herself so that she can better show up for her team, for her family, and in her day-to-day. Because the folks at Daily Harvest are great, also, I just want to throw this into the mix. They are offering you a code. Use HURDLE2021 at checkout to get $25 off your first Daily Harvest box. Again, that is HURDLE2021 at checkout at dailyharvest.com to get $25 off your first Daily Harvest box. Today's episode would not be possible without my good friends over at Athletic Greens. You know the magic. By now, you have heard all about Athletic Greens' 75 whole food sourced ingredients, as well as prebiotics, probiotics, adaptogens, and superfoods. I've talked to you about how it is an essential part of my morning routine. I cannot imagine my day-to-day without it. And I also want to add in this, you know, as someone that identifies as a runner, for instance, I am constantly concerned about like finding the Goldilocks everything, finding the right shoes, finding my favorite leggings, finding my favorite sports bra. So when I found this nutritional supplement that just felt right for me, it sounds lame, but it's hard not to be geeked about something that just makes me feel this good. You have gotta check this out. It is the easiest thing to add into your regular routine to amplify your health going into the new year. Head on over to athleticgreens.com/hurdle. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/hurdle to get yours today. And a really awesome bonus offer for the Hurdle audience. With your first purchase, you will get a year's supply of vitamin D, as well as 5 free travel packs. I love free things, and this is some good stuff here. So athleticgreens.com/hurdle, 5 free travel pack, as well as a year's supply of vitamin D with your purchase today. As you are listening today, I am geeking out over all of the tags on social this week. It makes me amped. Make sure to head on over to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and tag Hurdle over at Hurdle Podcast. You can connect with me also over at Emily Abadi. And one last bit to throw into the mix: if you have yet to sign up for the January 6th goal setting workshop, I'd love to see you there. Use code PODCAST at checkout for $5 off. A link to get in on the action at 7 p.m. Eastern on January 6th is in the show notes. And with that, let's get to hurdling. Today, I'm sitting down with Rachel Drury. She's the CEO and founder of Daily Harvest. Rach, how you doing?
I'm doing. How about you?
I'm doing. I love, you know, sometimes doing is just enough. We haven't chatted since February, well, for the pod, since February 2019, and so much has happened.
It's insane. It really is insane.
First off, talk to me about, I guess, like, give me a highlight reel of what's happened for Daily Harvest in the last, I guess, year and a half, or the better part of almost 2 years now.
So much, but I guess in thinking about recent history, I think I have to focus there because the before time feels like I've forgotten it all. I don't know how life worked before the pandemic. But you know, 2020 has been crazy and challenging to say the least. And you know, honestly, the most important thing with Daily Harvest has been helping people stock their homes with clean, delicious food without having to leave their home. So, you know, there's been so much that goes into making that happen, but it really is what we've spent the last year on. And, you know, we've had to deal with so many unforeseen disruptions and, you know, figuring out how to work remotely, having to pivot plans in real time. It's been wild, but, you know, we have been in pure execution mode, really co-creating the future of Daily Harvest with our customers, which is something that, you know, I look back on the past year and I'm so grateful to my team, to our customers, to our community, who've all just been so supportive as we've faced like just craziness. You know, that being said, I'm also incredibly grateful that, you know, we've been able to help feed people during such an insane time when, you know, people really need to be taken care of. You know, looking back, it's like, it's honestly almost comical how we spent most of 2019 gearing up for these three huge launches that we had planned for 2020. And, you know, here we are having no idea what was ahead of us, kind of looking towards launching our flatbreads, our scoops, and towards redoing all of our packaging and our entire transactional framework and like literally everything from soup to nuts. You know, and they were due to launch 2 weeks after stay-at-home orders were put in place. So just like thinking back to the past year, it's like, whoa, a whirlwind. But, you know, as I said, we launched 100% compostable and recycling packaging that breaks down naturally in people's homes, which was so important to us. This is something we've been talking about since the beginning. You know, we also had launched two new collections, which for us were really co-created with the people who were planned to eat it, our customers. And those collections, in order to bring them to life, it required so much change in our business from a technical perspective that, you know, definitely shouldn't be appreciated from a customer perspective, but, you know, we're just so proud of the team and how much we were able to do with just things that none of us anticipated.
You said it best, like helping people eat healthier and like make something easier when everything feels chaotic enough. That's exactly what Daily Harvest does for me. Like some days I feel like I'm running a marathon, even though I'm in like I don't even know how big my apartment is, but it's not big. And I'm just pacing around and trying to get shit done. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't even have like know where my right hand is, like, but I need to eat lunch. And that's when I'm just like, thank God that this thing exists that makes it easy, because otherwise, like, I'm a big pizza person, but I can't be warming up leftover pizza and like feeling stellar about myself every single day. So, I mean, you said the flatbreads. I'm a big flatbread human now.
Oh, yes. I love to hear that. I just think about like this blur between work life and home life. They're not two separate things anymore. They are all one. And, you know, what we're sacrificing is ourselves and our mental wellness and our you know, the way that we nourish our bodies. So we're so happy that we were able to step in at such a critical time and, you know, rise to the occasion.
Yeah. And I think what's really awesome also, I mean, when I look at the information blurb from when I released your first episode in February of early 2019, In that blurb, I say, this is awesome. You've grown this company to 100 employees. And now, despite all of this craziness, you're at a lot more than 100 employees, are you not?
Yeah, we are actually, we just crossed the 250 team member mark, which is insane. But the really crazy part is that I've never met 114 of those people in person.
Ah, Zoom for the win.
You know, it's so funny. I feel like the conversations when we get back to office life are going to be like, I thought you were taller. Like, I don't know. It's going to be so bizarre.
You talked about the importance and the great role that Daily Harvest has been playing for so many people over the pandemic. But for you as a team leader, for Rachel, the mom, I mean, I'm sure there have been a handful of lessons that you have learned over 2020. So talk me through what some of those have been.
Yeah, I mean, so many. But I would say that 2020 for me really reaffirmed something that I've believed in since the beginning, which is putting people first. Like, I like to think we are human centric at every turn. And, you know, it's always been our way, but now more than ever, just that idea of leading with empathy, I think is more important than ever. And, you know, the way that there has been, as I mentioned earlier, that blur between work life and home life, like, you just, there's no separation. You have to just lean into them being one and the same. And that means checking in with people, communicating as much as possible, making time for conversation that's not just about work, and creating really open channels so that people can easily share what they're feeling, how they're like, what they're thinking about, what their questions are, what they're uncertain about, and whatever's on their mind. And, you know, really having those open lines of communication and leading with a lens of like humanity more than ever is just so important. And allowing people the flexibility to be able to juggle all that they are juggling right now has just been the biggest lesson.
I think also it's really interesting when we talk about getting to a place where being vulnerable with people that maybe you weren't used to being vulnerable with before, that has been really interesting this year, especially I'm sure for so many people in their work life, because before you could kind of, you know, keep that separation between church and state. So now when your anxiety is on 100 and you have to be on, you know, 15 face-to-face calls with people every day, you can't really hide that. So sooner or later, you've got to be like, hey, this is where I'm at. And that's hard.
It's so hard. And also, you know, all of those small talk moments between meetings in the hallways, sitting at your desk, are gone. So we're missing the non like transactional strategic time just to hang out. And a lot of that, like checking in from a human perspective and seeing how people are feeling and what they need from you, gets completely lost. So you have to be really purposeful about it.
Yeah. And I mean, you're taking this chat from the other coast. So talk to me about the lessons that you've learned, you know, shifting from being here in New York, which is one kind of life, to the life that you're living, at least at this moment.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't left the house, so tactically speaking, it's not that different, but you know, my in-laws are here and we just needed more hands on deck, juggling Zoom school, juggling a team of 250 people. It's a lot. And, you know, my husband and I both work full time and we just needed more adults. So we came across the country to my in-laws' place, and you know, we've been living here. We really don't get out much. We've got some folks in the house that are high risk, and you know, I've learned a lot about patience and about hiding in little nooks and crannies all over the house. but you know, the biggest lesson there is just doing what you have to do. And like, yes, we're waking up at 5 a.m. every day to juggle Zoom school and staying on a New York schedule, but you know, having those additional bodies to really help juggle it all has been invaluable.
How have you taken care of you?
I think the biggest thing is letting go of control. I think that's what I've done for myself, that, you know, has really served me well, whereas I'm very particular and I have very high standards of myself and of others. And, you know, there's this tendency to kind of want to like jump in and solve every problem and smooth out every uncertainty. And, you know, it's been completely impossible. So I've kind of let go of that and just found comfort in knowing that I'm doing the best that I can and letting go of that control and just like relinquishing the controls on a lot of things has, you know, one, helped me grow as a leader, frankly, but also, you know, it's really been helpful with providing like structure and guardrails to make these unpredictable conditions a little bit more palatable. And it's also helped my team reprioritize to like kind of create this community while we're apart, because it hasn't been like, oh, you know, like Rachel will dive in and solve it. It's kind of been like, all right, guys, I'm out of bandwidth, and having that that open dialogue you talked about, like that vulnerability, just being like, I'm at a breaking point. I have told my team that. And, you know, I think that leading by example there has also been helpful. And I really need you guys to step in. It's really empowered people to do their best work. You know, and it's been cool to see, but it's also just not putting so much pressure on myself always, is what I've done mostly to care for myself.
And I also think what you said about leading by example, like that's not just in the workplace. Like that can even be like in your friendships, just saying to someone like, hey, right now I really need from time to time for you to check in on me because I'm struggling. And I might not always want to say again, oh, I'm really struggling right now. Oh, I'm really struggling right now. Oh, I'm feeling like a burden. Because you don't want to get to that point where you feel like a burden. So having that open dialogue, being able to put yourself out there, it definitely takes work, but with time, like that openness, it pays off.
Absolutely. It really does. And I think that we've grown as a team because of it, because it really has become something where people are okay to say, look, I need to check out for a few days. I'm burnt out, or I need to check out for a few days because something's happening at home and I'm like not feeling mentally well. So, you know, just being able to kind of break that barrier that traditionally you try to separate work and home, has been transformational.
For you, aside from obviously Daily Harvest, have there been like products or tools in your personal toolkit, so to speak, that have been game changers for you in 2020?
Might sound like a cop out, but I'm not wearing them currently, but my blue light glasses.
Oh, I'm in on this. I've been using them too.
They've been so helpful. In the beginning of the pandemic, I felt like I was constantly stressed and I had this like squinty, tense situation going on. And I felt like I needed to make a change. And somebody had suggested, actually our creative director suggested blue light glasses. And I was like, great, let me try them. And they were really game changing for me. I really enjoyed that.
The answers that have been coming in have kind of been like an array. It's been everything from like, I finally bought a Peloton bike, which I feel like is like the 2020 answer. Totally. Everyone's purchased a Peloton bike, to like, I have a acupressure mat that I lay on sporadically. Like it's like things that you never would have thought like before 2020, like I'm going to use this all the time. And for me now, I'm like, I'm in my Normatec boots constantly.
Okay. So the other thing that I've done is I've made my desk a standing book, and you can't see it here, but I have 9 business school textbooks stacked on top of my desk. And I wear my Hoka shoes. I bought a pair of shoes that I only wear indoors at my desk. So the 9 business school textbooks plus the Hokas have allowed me to just like stay moving during meetings. And literally, like, especially being on the West Coast, I work New York hours and then California hours. So it's rough. But this was a huge unlock. And when I didn't have the Hokas as part of this setup, my back started to hurt. So I was like, okay, the combination is working for me.
Interesting. Okay. So Hoka shoes, business school textbooks. I got you. What are you excited for, my friend, in the new year?
Yeah. I mean, look, COVID is a tragedy. There's no question. But through this crisis, I think that there's also an incredible opportunity to address some of the issues that are plaguing the food industry. I think that they've really come to the forefront and are more visible than ever before. And you know, we have a system that leaves millions of people hungry while at the same time we have farmers who wonder if their crops are going to be purchased. You know, all the disruptions we've seen across the food system and supply chains just highlight and punctuate the problems that already existed. And when we recover from this pandemic, there's going to be a lot more urgency to build something different than what we have and is altogether more resilient. You know, I don't think fixing the food system is what we need to do. We need to scrap it and start again. You know, and I see people harnessing this energy for change, and I have so much hope for the future. But we need to work together to fix these systemic issues, ensuring there's sufficient supply of you know, food that's accessible for all. So, you know, I'm excited about kind of the silver linings of this all. Outside of the food system, I think people are waking up to their own health and wellness needs, which I'm also really excited about. I think there obviously is so much tragedy and loss, but I do think that there are going to be a lot of positives that come out.
We're winding down here. Rachel, if you had right now the opportunity to offer the Rachel back in March one piece of advice, what would you tell her looking back on it now?
Yeah, I mean, it would really be to just trust my instincts, because when you're leading during a crisis, there's so much at stake and so much self-doubt comes to the forefront. You know, I would give my early pandemic self a pep talk, you know, to trust my own voice, but also offer some reassurance that I was going to get through 2020. You know, the Daily Harvest mission is worth it. And the team, you know, has been incredible. And I think there was just so much doubt flying around in those early days. So, you know, just a little like, you've got this, I think is what I would have needed.
I also think you just said something that I just want to touch on quickly, which was like the Daily Harvest mission is worth it. And I think that so often in times of crisis or struggle, if you just take a step back and like ask yourself, what are my values? What am I about? And checking in like that, that helps you move forward.
Yep.
For sure. Okay. Any last words for the hurdlers, Rach?
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes to what I said earlier. Just don't be so hard on yourself. You know, whether it's the small win of putting on real pants or making your bed or making time for a good breakfast, just start small and follow your instincts and give yourself what you need.
Give yourself what you need. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Rachel, how do we keep up with you? How do we keep up with Daily Harvest? Give me some details.
So dailyharvest.com, or, you know, you can always follow us on Instagram at Daily Harvest or at Rachel Drury.
I'm over at Emily Abadi and at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.